two brothers named Grimm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Buzz, don't let your babies grow up to be
Buzz, 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 Buzz.
I'm an outsider, 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 outsider.
They say it's a strong word, but it's one I must reserve for the bitch I wish to send the fucking gutters. And I'm an outsider,
outsider, outsider, outsider, outsider, outsider.
Condescending is the word for your maybe it's absurd. Think your shit doesn't sell. You can go to hell, outsider,
outsider.
Follow my
Hey, punk rockers. It's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. We are at the end of July 2023. You're listening to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's me, the DD Grimm, with
the Mad Axe. And even though this is 403, this might be the most special episode ever, man.
No, numbers don't mean anything anymore.
And it's not because it's tequila day or whatever.
No, you endless themes, this and that. Fucking numbers don't mean anything.
And why is it such a special episode?
Did you just hear that first and fourth song we just played? That was the Brothers Grimm Punk new release over at Bandcamp. One small step for punk.
Maybe we should start there, right? Because the famous quote from when they stepped on the moon, right? It was one small step for man,
yep,
one giant leap for mankind. And then we kept going back and forth. Should it be one small step for a punk or one small step for punk?
I didn't even realize that July 20th was the anniversary of, you know, walking on the moon.
I know.
We could have totally planned that. We're a couple days late, everybody. 20 licks over at Bandcamp. Three of them don't have my drums, but there's nothing we could do about that.
Which you made a point of saying on there.
Yeah.
And that was because our buddy El Matador couldn't give us the individual track, so maybe as a fun game, you listen to all 20 songs and tell us which ones have the computer drums.
You got the lyrics over there for all these songs that we have. Punkbot has its own single page, so go check it out. Lyrics and everything.
And I think gender neutral before it was cool might be the best line in the album. You can't even take credit because Robot wrote it.
But actually, there's a ton of good lines in this one, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit, let us know what you think. Drop us some hate mail at brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com, or just tell us which songs you like so we can keep making more songs like that. And I was even thinking what might be cool is, you know, send us some lyrics. If you want a punk song made, just send us some lyrics and we'll turn it into a song.
Yeah. We got a beer song coming up for episode 405, hopefully.
Right. It's going to be I'll be playing guitar with my kids hanging on me, but I will, I will get it done. I will.
And we have some new music for Jack to play over at Punk Rock Demonstration, which we're over at, you know, every Wednesday is 7 p.m. Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com and over at Ripper Radio. 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, Cali time as well. We started out with Outsider. That's such a cool lick from us, man.
Can't say too much about it other than just a little bit of rage in that one, I guess.
Yeah, it's a punk song, man. It's a minute and 29 seconds, right up our alley.
Kind of for all those people that, you know, you're just a little bit kind of on the periphery, right? And someone makes you feel that way and it just fucking pisses you off.
Yeah.
But it's also more literally just geared to every shitty boss out there.
There you go.
There's a lot of great bosses out there. There are.
Uncle Pat, man, was one of the best. Being sarcastic.
I picked up a little bit of sarcasm in that one.
There's a couple times I'm like, you realize we're family, right? But Outsider, man, go check it out. Brothers Grimm Punk over at Bandcamp. It's got the lyrics and everything. It's so good. Then we had another
song called Outsider.
We
right?
had another song called Outsider from Cleveland's The Hell. That was off of The Hell from Not For The Weak Records. Then our buddy Julio from Nuke Liquors, brand new one from them, Berlin, Germany, No Pulse Left, off of their Death by Desperation split with Bipolar. You can get over at Sistema Mortale Tapes from Italy. They sent us a bunch of stuff we're playing up next. Go check that out, Nuke Liquors on Bandcamp. That's probably the best name for a band ever. And then we closed it off that first set with Bros Grimm Punk. Fuck the old farts, no substitute for fuck.
this one pretty much wrote this song like 20 years ago. And it was kind of an answer to the whole like, fuck the kids. You know, a lot of bands went out with the fuck the kids. So when I was a young lad, you know, I was like, well, fuck the old farts. You know? Yeah. So I just thought that was funny. Kind of ironic, and now 20 years later I'm like, well,
you're all including me.
So that's where the including me line comes in there. And then just I always just thought it was funny, you know, the word fuck is just, you can't really replace it, you know.
No,
it's just, there's only one.
People are dreadfully offended by it too, more and more I've realized, but it's like it's like an everyday word around my house.
Well, and that's kind of the irony of it, right? Is you use it, and then people who do use a lot, you know, they're not offended by it, but some people are. It's just kind of the way it is, I guess, yep. Right?
Silver-tongued over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
We try not to abuse it, as the line in the song goes.
But I probably definitely abuse it. Go check out the brand new album by Brothers Grimm Punk over at Bandcamp. Link at the Blogspot. Let's get into some brand new tunes. Some stuff sent in by Sistema Mortale Tapes, Italy. This is Vita Muerta.
And I think we had the accents playing in the background.
We did. There. We did.
Go check out the Bandcamp page. There's a bunch of other albums that we've been a part of, including... The accents.
Yeah, here's Vita Muerta off of a brand new one coming up. This is a pre-order you can get over at Bandcamp. Don't sleep on this. Vita Muerta. It's got our buddy Julio. He's doing drums. Francesco and John Maria over at Sistema Mortale Tapes. They're part of this band. This is some good shit. Here it goes. Tomorrow off their new one, Funeral Earth Split Tape with Farce from Finland. Here we go.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Okay, money for meth. Cash up front.
No front, dude. Tuco's good for it.
I don't need your punk ass to vote for me!
We got a lot of excellent brand new stuff over here this week at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's two sets of all like basically new stuff over here at the Bros Grimm. Remember, go check us out each and every week at Brothers Grimm Punkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive, and you can subscribe on iTunes and Google Podcasts. Do it.
That's right, and go over there for the link to the YouTube playlist. We got a ton over there. There's like almost 30 playlists, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The latest ones are like Annihilation. I even forget sometimes that I put some together. I'm like, whoa, forgot about that one.
So if you're a premium subscriber over at YouTube or Google, whatever the hell, you're in for a treat. Over at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast YouTube page or channel.
The latest one was Vegan Power.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of vegan tunes. So you got to check
the
that out.
The vegan punks.
But no, you can also get a link to the old Bandcamp page, right? So we have, what, 10 albums on there now?
Oh, 13.
13 albums.
13 albums.
Good Lord. We got the Chico Punk Legends fight music on there, including a kind of a long lost album, Say Uncle, that we had kind of forgotten about.
Yep.
We got The Accidents. We got
Vertigo. We got Formerly Known As, which was fight music before their fight music.
You got to check it out. Let us know which is your favorite.
Yeah, definitely this new one. Definitely this new one. One Step for Punk. And Sidney Aziz. Hopefully I'm not butchering his name. The art for One Small Step for Punk.
Yes.
Is so good.
Yes. And we'll keep going, and then I'll mention our new logo. We put together our new logo for us.
The new logo is killer. That was all brand new stuff you just heard. Cooling It Down from STTW Records Germany, that was Concealed Did Blind off their demo 2023. Hot Earth before that from Atlanta did Dead Ways off of That's Hot. Check it out, Bandcamp, all these on Bandcamp. Gasket from Texas did An Eye for a Sty off of Nominal Field Recordings EP. Bipolar before that from Greenland did Maggots off that split we started the show off. I mean, we in that first set from New Clickers, Death by Desperation split. Bipolar, if you haven't checked out this D-beat band, we're really heavy on D-beat this episode. I'm trying to talk the old Mad Axe into our next album is going to be a D-beat album, everybody.
I thought it was going to be country punk.
Or that. Bipolar from Greenland. And then we had Farce from Finland before that with No Respect off that brand new split you can get over at Sistema Mortal Tapes with Vida Muerta. And then Vida Muerta started it out. Dude, those songs were all so good.
So we totally screwed up those plugs at the beginning. So the new album art for Brothers Grimm Punk is ZidneyFX over on Instagram. So ZidneyFX. Go check that out. Great art over there. And if yep. you're in a band, he can do art and fucking turn it around quick.
Oh, man. Right? He turns it around really quick.
We were like, whoa. So thank you so
and
much.
And he'll follow Sydney. You.
And then we'll also our new logo, kind of halfway through that process. But anyway, the new logo on the new album is Asher Freeman. So check him out on Instagram as well. He's got some really cool art over there too. So thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. Since this is such a special episode, we're gonna go. We're gonna start this next set out with all brand new tunes again. But this is we haven't played a Loopy Scoops Jeff in a while. From Indiana. This is Jeff doing his solo project, Zoop. There's a couple solo projects here coming up. Zoop, where are you, Jeff? I'm going to reach out to him tomorrow, show him our new stuff. He inspired us to get going again. This is Jeff, Loopy Scoops Jeff, his solo project, Zoop. He's going to do R.I.P. off the split with Dad Gad from Goodbye Boozy Records.
Joust.
Yeah. Right.
Be there.
No, you be there.
You shut up, you little punk. Get your friend out of here.
Enter sunshine, cast some light into my cold, dark world.
Oh!
shredding through the apocalypse over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Got a lot of new music for you this week. Kind of D-beat heavy. That's the way we do it over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. You got to have some fight music in the background off of Say Uncle we were talking about earlier.
Hell yeah, man. You got to, if you haven't heard fight music, you got to check them out on the old Bandcamp page. Four awesome albums.
Yeah.
Well, I guess five if you count the formerly known as. So plenty of music there. But if you haven't heard them, you definitely need to check them out.
Chico, California, punk rock legends, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Incredible what we were able to pull off over here. Mad Axe, a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work Mad Axe put in. I'm going to keep bringing it up. I'm going to kill it. 20 songs over at Bandcamp, Brothers Grimm Punk Bandcamp page. Go check it out.
But maybe we should mention, I meant to mention it earlier, this is a mishmash of songs, so I don't want people to think like, you know, whoa, this is all over the place, what the hell?
Yeah.
Because some we wrote 6 months ago, some I literally wrote 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Some of it, I mean, we needed to literally learn how to record. So some of it was just like, you know, just putting shit out there to kind of, you know, at a slower pace, a slower tempo, so we could even, you know, wrap our heads around even recording. So,
yeah,
I mean, I'm proud of all the songs on there. I'm just kind of wanted to throw that out there that, you know, I think whatever we do going forward will be a little more consistent, right? Maybe, I don't know. But
I think air drumming was not paying off for me the past 20 years because I'm still trying to get my chops back. And like every song is different. We started out with Outsider, and I ended up putting like kind of a unique sound and a snare drum on that. But that electric drum stuff I'm trying to do, you got to really mess around, man. Hopefully, I've kind of found the system for our next.
Well, I thought you nailed New York to Nowhere, and you know, we called it Reno to Nowhere, and that's the
song NXPX almost killed song. Me.
But that's pretty damn good, man.
It's a pretty good cover, man. Even though MXPX is really not up our alley,
but that song is a classic. You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like a
it's so
legendary
badass.
Song. So.
So badass.
It's about touring, of course, and, you know, kind of driving the rural roads and highways and shit. But, yeah, when I was moving and just, like, moving away from my family temporarily, I was, like, thinking about how that song basically matched exactly how I felt. It was so weird.
Yeah.
It was even a 16-hour drive. So, thanks to the Matador for doing the music on that one, because I don't think I could have pulled that shit off. So it was a team effort.
So that was all brand new stuff you just heard. Milwaukee's World in Action closed it out with Hypocrisy off of World in Action. Ultra Shock before that did their title track off of their demo 2022. They're from Germany. Oppenheimer Tear before that from Barcelona, Spain did, I'm going to translate it to Dirty and Drunk off of Sempre Guerra. Shroud from Illinois before that did Under the Fallen Sun off of This Will Define You. A solo project from Portland, Oregon before that. Disrobe did Pissed and Alone. That was great. Off of The Future of Ashes demo. He titled his demo. That's awesome. And Jeffrey from Indiana did his solo project Zoop started that set out.
Such good stuff, man.
Yep. Let's get into one of my favorite Accident songs of all time from Rantin' Stanton. This is Don't Come Back off of Here Goes Nothing, 99. Which is good album art, by the way. But Teen, my daughters are always talking about Teen Wolf, and I literally think about Michael J. Fox turning into a werewolf.
Oh, we went through a few iterations of that album art, bounced around, I think, three different ones before we landed on the final version.
Not only do you have good music over at the Brothers Grimm Punk Bandcamp page, you got a good album art, too. Here's The Accidents with Don't Come Back.
No, you can make me stop. Kids, this is JJ Nobody, and you're rocking to Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
We'll be right back. it's about killing shit.
How's that working out for you?
We'll be right back.
shot. Get a beer, turn on the game. But the old lady won't get off my back. And then we fight.
Speed up your ass.
On the rocks is fine.
Let's wrap it up over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. We've talked a shit ton, so you know, we have Mad Axe comes up with these wild themes. It's Tequila Day. What day is Tequila Day?
National Tequila Day, July 24th. So, you know, if this comes out on Monday, July 24th, take a shot of tequila while you're listening to the Punkcast.
Yeah. So we came up with four tequila related punk tunes. Other than the safaris you hear in the background, the Foods you just heard did a cover of La Bamba off of the Foods' Tequila Tears. Scrape from Melbourne, Australia did Tequila Fetus. That's a brand new one this year, 2023, off of Sinbin. Party Force from Oakland before that did Fight, Fuck, Cry Tequila off of their debut self-titled 7-inch. Good old Guttermouth did a live version of Lucky the Donkey off of Live at the House of Blues. That's all the tequila songs I could find. We could find.
Yeah, it was tough sledding, man.
Then we had three from Noise Itch Cassettes. That's our buddy Julio that does the DB drumming for Nuke Lickers and Vida Muerta. Go check it out. He has a cool Bandcamp page, Noise Itch Cassettes, before Guttermouth was Disease off of Nuclear Disaster demo. DB Raw Hell from 2013. World Bastard before that did Violent World, and that had members of Disease and Angza and New Clickers in it. And before that was Dispose. That was Violence Rules off of Violence Rule. Three of those were Noise Itch cassette releases. The Nobodies, we changed it way up. The Nobodies before that did Kick Me While I'm Down off of Hussy and Accidents. Started out with Don't Come Back. We're going to end it with one from Brothers Grimm Punk. You can get over at Bandcamp. Just put it out. This is Ditching Me off of One Small Step for Punk.
This is an ode to Lookout Records, right?
Yep. This is a good one. It's got some Green Day vibe.
Literally wrote the song when I was like 16 years old. And
which would be those vibes.
Exactly. So, till next time.
Till next time.
Anarchy.
How's that working out for you?
Hey, hey. Tell me what I did at all. Come back, pick it on my knee. Tell me why you never call. Girl, now I'm asking, please. Tell me what went wrong at all. Be there at the count of three. Tell me why it had to stop. Or why you keep ditching me.
You keep on ditching me. You keep on ditching me. You keep on ditching me. You keep on ditching me. Hey, hey. Whoa. Hey, hey.
Look down deep inside and think. Think of all the times we've had. I don't know what you don't want. Walk me back in your arms. Try to ask yourself to be. Be the one that forgives me. Get the thought out of your head. That you'll keep on ditching me.
You keep on ditching me. You keep on ditching me. You keep on ditching me. You keep on ditching me. Hey, hey. Whoa. Hey, hey. Whoa.
You've been listening to, you've been writing to, you've been watching to
Brothers Grimm Punk.
Yeah.
Keep your